from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Ram. Dodge Jeep Ram, I should say. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The hotline, which Mike DeFabo is on, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike writes for The Athletic. Are you at training camp, Dr. DeFabo?
I am. I'm back in Latrobe, back to my roots as a good old Latrobe boy myself.
I forgot about that. You are a Latrobe boy. Your take on the Brandon Ayuk drama, does he wind up here or no?
Well, I mean, it seems like if you sift through all these reports, basically the 49ers are trying to win in this window, and so therefore they would preferably like a wide receiver back in addition to other position players or roster players. The Steelers, on the other hand, it seems like they're interested in trying to just only give up draft picks. And so that's where I think that probably the situation, the way that I can figure it out in my own head, is either the 49ers cave and they say, look, this has gone on too long. Brandon Ayuk is frustrated. He doesn't want to be there. He wants to be on your team. We'll just accept the draft picks and punt on this, and then either try to flip those into roster players or just move on. Or the Steelers up their ante in some way to get this deal done. You know, we'll have to wait and see, but that's, I guess, the way that I read the situation.
Does it get done?
I don't know, Paul. I think it's 50-50 maybe, if I were to guess. You know, you listen to the national insiders and they say that they think that eventually their guess would be that he ends up in Pittsburgh. So I feel like they're probably more dialed in. But I feel like a lot of the information is coming out of San Francisco. And we have a writer in San Francisco who's dialed in there. And they've said that they want a wide receiver. They're trying to win right now. And if you lose a guy like Brandon Ayuk, replacing that production is going to be very difficult. So, you know, I think maybe what it'll come down to is, can they find a third team that they can flip the picks they get from the Steelers, get a wide receiver to backfill Brandon Ayuk's void there? You know, that might be what gets it done.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that happens, I guess that we have to wait a little bit longer. Adam Schefter said yesterday it seemed like it's not going to happen, imminently. So it's probably going to take some time. In the meantime, who is the second receiver on this team?
Yeah, I mean, in the meantime, Van Jefferson has stepped up and been that guy. I mean, we've had a lot of questions about who would be the guy behind George Pickens, because really you look at the depth chart and it kind of looks like George Pickens and then everybody else. And I had my skepticism about Van Jefferson. You look back at his stats last year, he was with Arthur Smith, and in 12 games together, Van Jefferson caught a whopping 12 passes. So, you know, he's out here working hard and catching 300 passes a day off the jugs machine. And, I mean, he does have one good season on his resume. His second season in 2021, he had 50 catches, 800-something yards, and six touchdowns. if he can do that in the Steelers offense, that would be pretty exciting for them. You know, I think he brings a veteran savvy. He ran a 4.39 40-yard dash back in college. You know, so he has some tangible skills to him. And when you talk to him, he seems like a mature, polished veteran. You know, my bigger concern, you know, we always talk about who's the number two wide receiver. What happens if George Pickens gets injured? And I think that that's the worst case scenario for the Steelers. This is a thin receiver room. Maybe you can get by using the tight ends a lot and, you know, featuring George. But if he goes down, then I think you're in a situation where you really don't have any dynamic threats in the passing game. And I think that you're really hamstringing yourself as an offense there.
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic. Here's a story that I'm really enamored with right now. I really am. I think it was Brian Batko, the Batconian mongoose, who talked to this fullback, Jack Coletto, who said, "I'm putting my hand in the damn ground. If they want me to be a human battering ram, so be it. I can do that. I've never met this guy. I don't know what he looks like, and yet I love him. Is he going to be on the team? Are they going to use a fullback and have you talk to this man?"
Yeah, he's a legend of the game for that quote. I love that. Well, you have to look back at what Arthur Smith has done historically. And we've talked a lot about the tight end usage, but the other part of it is he is one of the guys that still uses a fullback. Last season in Atlanta, the Falcons used a fullback 30% of the time. And the way that Arthur Smith explained it to us, there's a guy, Keith Smith, was their fullback, and they were able to keep him on the roster because he was able to contribute on special teams. And he was like, you know, they're one of those core special teams guys that you count on in all four special teams phases. So the way that I read the situation is if Jack Coletto finds a way to contribute on special teams and can add value there, then maybe they can have a roster spot for him. The tough thing is you have to figure they're going to keep, you know, four tight ends. They're probably going to keep a couple backs plus Cordarrelle Patterson. So, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson kind of eats up a spot. And so, you know, I think the question becomes, can Jack Coletto contribute enough on special teams, or do they feel the Connor Hayward is good enough in that role as a fullback? And if you look at the first depth chart they put out, Connor Hayward was. So they're different body types. Jack Coletto is more of that battering ram. He is a bigger, more physical, more traditional type of fullback. And so, you know, I think I really feel like that's going to be one of the more intriguing questions on the back half of the roster when it comes to the final cutdown.
What do you expect to see in terms of the offensive skill position players tomorrow night?
Yeah, Roman Wilson is still dealing with an ankle injury, so I think that he's going to be out. And Mike Tomlin said that the first unit would get a couple series. So, you know, when the Steelers are in two wide receiver formations, the top two guys have been throughout camp pretty much, George Pickens and Van Jefferson. And then Calvin Austin would be the third guy kind of competing for playing time with Van Jefferson. So, you know, I imagine that they're going to pull out George Pickens is probably not going to be playing a ton there. And so, like, I think that a guy like Calvin Austin or like Van Jefferson has as much to gain as anybody during these preseason games as they're trying to prove that they should be that number two guy and that maybe the Steelers don't need to go out and get another wide receiver.
Mike, the Justin Fields story has been fascinating to follow. And, I mean, Tomlin and Arthur Smith have just been over the top in praising this guy. He's gotten an unexpected opportunity and maybe with some, you know, a couple rough patches has taken major advantage of it. So here's my question. Is there any chance, give me a percent chance that this guy would actually unseat Russell Wilson in the preseason? And failing that, has he at least caused Tomlin and Smith, especially Tomlin, to move up the timeline for when he might replace Wilson if Wilson hits a rough patch?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, I mean, I still find it very unlikely that Justin Fields is able to supplant Russell Wilson in the preseason. And I feel like, especially, you look at this dynamic where they say it's a competition. Yesterday, I asked Mike Tomlin if he still would classify this as a competition. He said it very much is. Well, if it is a competition and one of those guys has missed basically a week and a half of practice and has been a limited participant in pretty much the entire camp, yet he's still your starter, then how much of a competition is this, or how far ahead is the lead for Russell Wilson? And so, you know, I feel like the injury, while it's opened the door and given Justin Fields a chance, and a lot of people are talking about the reps he's getting, to me it's illuminated just how far of a lead Russell Wilson must have. That, like, if you had two guys coming in, if I was trying to decide between Joe Starkey or Paul Zeiss to host this show, and Paul is, you know, at the casino for a week and a half and doesn't show up, and then he's still in pole position.
Not that that would ever happen.
What would that tell you about your standing, Joe? And so that's I think, the way that I read the situation. Now, what I will say is I think Justin Fields has done a good job of capitalizing on these reps and these opportunities. And so in the event that they feel that Russ is stumbling or not, you know, adding the spark that they're looking for to the offense, I think that they would be more confident to turn to Justin, as you're alluding to. And so, you know, I think very unlikely that Justin Fields is able to win this out of camp, but I think there is a possibility at some point during the season that we do see him starting football games.
I do think that it's interesting if you, you know, listen to and read some of the reports coming out of St. Vincent, that Justin Fields, it's very clear to me that his wow factor is high in terms of the plays that he's made. But has he shown a consistency enough to suggest that he's legitimately going to be in a competition, or whatever you want to call it, for the actual starting job in a month?
Yeah, I mean, the way that I would describe what I've seen from Justin Fields is there are moments where you look at him and you say, okay, yeah, that's why he was the 11th overall pick. He keeps the ball on a read option, takes off, and he looks like the most dangerous guy on the field. Or he uncorks a deep ball, and you're like, yeah, that's legitimate NFL-caliber arm talent. But there's also times during practice where he's showing some inconsistencies, and you're saying, oh, now I understand why the Steelers were able to get him for a fourth-round pick. And I know that one thing that quarterbacks coach Tom Arth, who I had the chance to talk to yesterday, has been working extensively with Justin on is his footwork. And it all starts with a solid base in the pocket. And when you have that, then that helps you throw with accuracy and with anticipation. And I do see progress in what Justin has done. I look specifically at, like, the seven shots drill. It was rough during a lot of OTAs and mandatory minicamp. And then he came here and he's been improving. He's been making quicker decisions. He's been processing it more quickly, going through his reads. So to me, that shows a quarterback who has better understanding of the offense, understands what Arthur Smith and Tom Arth and the rest of the Steelers staff are looking for out of him. And he has, for the most part, you know, protected the ball. You know, he's tossed a handful of interceptions, but everyone's going to throw a couple camp interceptions. So, you know, I think that he is improving, and I think that he is getting better. And I was disappointed to hear Mike Tomlin say that the starters, including Justin Fields, were only going to get a couple series, because I can't understand that. You have a guy who's not under contract next season. There's no guarantee you have Justin Fields beyond this year. So your entire thought process in the preseason should be, number one, develop him. Number two, get a really good look at him and evaluate him and determine if he could be part of your future. So why not play this guy an entire quarter? Why not play this guy an entire half? Get him the reps. Get him the opportunities when it doesn't matter if he's throwing interceptions or making mistakes. And instead, they're going to just play him a couple of series. And I feel like it's going to be similar to what happened with Kenny last year, where he went out with five series and everyone's talking about how he was ready to take this big year two leap, and then he fizzles in the regular season. I wonder what would have happened had the Steelers actually played and developed Kenny through the preseason. And I feel like they're doing Justin Fields a disservice by not giving him more of a chance in the preseason to show what he can do.
Did we already know there was a Larry Fitzgerald bobblehead for Pitt this year? Anybody, Mike, Sean, Paul, did anybody already know that?
No, I think you're like the bobblehead breaking news guy, I guess.
Yeah, it
you're
is bobble.
You're the Schefter of bobbleheads.
It is bobblehead breaking news that Thursday, October 24th against Syracuse is Larry Fitzgerald bobblehead day.
Is that 99.99%?
Oh, I like that from Sean Don't Call Me Seth Meyers. Mike, let's not bury the lead here. The last time you and I did a show, which was many moons ago, I introduced the term bidet to you. Paul, do you know what a bidet is?
Isn't it an outfielder for the A's?
No, that's a different guy.
Oh.
Mike didn't know at the time either, but since then...
No, I did know. I did know.
Oh, you did. Well, would you like to explain to people what it is and how you have come across one, encountered one, I believe, on your honeymoon? Paul, it's basically a substitute for toilet paper.
Oh, the thing that like shoots in your... rear, shoots water in your rear?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Basically what it is in Europe they don't have great plumbing. So instead of, and I guess in addition to toilet paper, you are encouraged to sit on like, basically it looks like a little toilet off to the side, and it's like a sink for your butt, I guess is the best way that I would describe it. And I went to Italy on my honeymoon, and, you know, sure enough, everywhere we went pretty much, there were bidets. Now, I will admit on radio and on the record that I did use it. The problem I had with it was then you get up and your butt's all wet. And then what do you do? And so
they don't provide a bidet towel. And also, how does it work? Do you set out and press a button and it fires away?
You kind of like turn the knob. Yeah. And it, very much like a sink. And it's targeted right at your butt, sprays it. I don't think it's for me, Joe. I'm going to be honest.
Paul, would you like this? Do you think this is a good invention?
There's no chance I would ever use one of those things. I mean, I, without getting into the logistics of it all, how do you, like, dry off afterwards?
I think that's Mike's point.
That was my biggest problem with it. And I don't know if that was user error on my part. I don't know if, like, there's even, like, a little soap dish next to it and everything. It's a wild experience.
Well, thank you for sharing, Mike. We appreciate that. Three players other than Fields to keep a close eye on tomorrow night. Who are they for you?
Oh, man, we're pivoting right from bidet talk right back into football.
Yes, we
seamlessly
are.
Okay, three guys to keep an eye on. I like Beanie Bishop because he has impressed in camp. He's the guy from WVU, All-American there. Led the college football in pass breakups and passes defended. And he has a chance to start as an undrafted rookie. But Grayland Arnold has also performed well in nickel. And Mike Tomlin, when we asked about Beanie being the starter, mentioned the fact that Grayland's been injured. So I'm curious how that dynamic unfolds. I would watch Dante Jackson. You know, he's the new corner. And I think that he's been pretty solid through camp, but I want to see, does that translate into these preseason games? And then let me think of a third for you. Why not Justin Fields? I mean, Justin Fields probably has the most to gain through these preseason games. And if he's going to make the Steelers staff seriously think about moving him up the depth chart and supplanting Russell Wilson, he's going to need to light the world on fire in the preseason. So he's going to need to go out with a huge performance tomorrow. And I think he absolutely is a guy to watch throughout the preseason.
Okay. Well, I think that when you watch preseason games, it's very hard for me to determine what you're actually seeing. just because you really don't know fully, especially after about the first two or three series, you don't know fully seriously what the other team is doing in terms of playing their starters and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like before I started covering the team, my move was like, let's just tune in for the first quarter, and then after that kind of catch up with the highlights later on. The Texans did say that they're going to play their starters, and we know that they have a pretty dynamic offense, and that's why I'm interested in watching the defensive side of the ball. And historically, Mike Tomlin does like to play defensive guys a little bit more. Now, I know he's holding out the stars like T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Alex Highsmith, et cetera. But, you know, some of those other guys down the line, like this will be your first chance to see, you know, Patrick Queen, I think, will be out there, I believe. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it is a preseason game. I don't know. We're kind of dressing it up, but, Like, my sister's getting married this weekend, and a bunch of the people came in from England. And so the Brits are all going to go to the preseason game. And I guess they were able to find tickets for like $10. And so they have a very distorted sense of what Steelers football is all about. I've encouraged them just to go to the tailgate and maybe not even go into the game.
Yeah, I like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.